Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moeb Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Thursday morning as we close out another big week here in the Moeb community. Grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday. It is always a privilege and an honor. Today is a very special day for me, and I wanted to share a very special message with you going into the weekend. As you know, here on the Power-Up Call every Thursday, I like to give you something to chew on, something to kind of keep you going throughout the weekend so that you can come back on Monday refreshed, recharged, ready to kick ass and actually have things in place that you can act on, that you can put into place and make happen for you. And something I want you to think about this weekend. As I said, today's a special day. It's kind of a bittersweet day. This is the day 11 years ago that I lost my stepmother, Pam, to breast cancer. Now, for those of you that have followed me long enough, you know that Pam was a huge influence in my life. I talk about her in my book, Flight Plan to Success. I talk about her in a lot of things I do. If you've ever heard me speak on stage, I talk about her. I talk about her in a lot of my programs. The reason is that she was one of those people, the few people that truly believed in me way before I did. When I grew up, I had the dream of becoming a U.S. Navy pilot. And that was a dream that most people told me would never happen, including the U.S. Navy. The U.S. Navy turned me down 6 times. But Pam, my stepmother, she was actually one of the people that truly believed in me. And what's interesting is when I share the story, I talk about how many times she kicked me in the butt, how many times she told me I had what it took, how many times she said, I believe in you, JT. I believe in you. And people think, man, for a step-parent, that sure seems like a lot. But you know what? To me, she wasn't a step-parent. Now, I love my mother to death. But I have to say, Pam, you know, she raised me. I lived with Pam and my dad. And so she was integral in my formative years as I grew up. And her belief in me was so important. I want to share a gift with you today, something that she shared with me. And I have to be completely transparent and frank and tell you that it took me years before I really unpacked this gift. It took me years before I actually unwrapped it, saw it for what it was, and appreciated it. My hope is that it doesn't take you years. My hope is that somehow Pam's legacy can live not just through me, but through you by learning this message. There's something so powerful in the universe, in the world, on planet Earth, but mostly it's something that's important for us as humanity to learn. The beautiful part is it's not just about us being great people. It can actually help you be a high-performing entrepreneur as well. It's this little thing called vulnerability. Now, right off the bat, there's a few of you that are probably rolling your eyes going, dude, vulnerability, come on, man. And I'm sure that coming from a combat-decorated naval aviator and a high-performance strategist and people, you know, somebody who's go get 'em, you know, to hear it coming from me, it probably sounds a little weird. I know that I've certainly seen manufactured vulnerability, or what I like to call manufactured vulnerability. It's that kind of phony vulnerability. You see it sometimes from people on, you know, the social media and things like this. I'm talking about authentic vulnerability. And the reason why this is so difficult, why it's so weird, why it's so uncomfortable for some folks is because the very word itself implies susceptibility. Right? We become susceptible to physical or emotional injury when we're vulnerable. We become susceptible to attack. We become open to censure and criticism. The most important thing we have to understand is that even with vulnerability, you could be liable to succumb to persuasion or temptation. If you're really vulnerable, you know, somebody may feed on that. They may actually prey on your vulnerability. So it's easy to understand that this might be one of those subjects where you say, this has got nothing to do with my business success, but oh, my friend, I assure you, it absolutely does. In fact, not only do I assure you, I personally guarantee that if you take this message on board, it will absolutely transform your business, if not your life, for the positive. When I was a kid, I thought I had to be super tough. But Pam knew there was a part of me that was very caring and understood people. She encouraged me to be vulnerable. And as I grew into a man, she said, hey, you're going to become a father soon, and you're going to have to become vulnerable. You can't walk around being the tough guy, the alpha all the time. There's got to be a part of you that understands how to be compassionate with people and be vulnerable enough to lead them. And she's right. It was one of the great leadership lessons I learned early, and I learned it from my stepmother. You see, the focus typically in marketing, what's the focus? Like when you go online right now, no matter how long you've been around the game, what do you see? You see everything about speed and ease, right? Six-pack abs, fast money, overnight success. And it's all focused on what? They're all focused on perfect outcomes. You never see the person who kind of has the six-pack. Hey, I lost a little bit of weight. You know, I can finally fit into my pants. They don't talk about that. They talk about the perfectly chiseled, beautiful body. They don't talk about the person that worked for five straight years with almost no results in their business, the one that barely got an ROI until last month, and then all of a sudden, boom, it blew up, right? They don't talk about the five-year journey or the 10-year journey to the overnight success. They only talk about, hey, this person's a complete moron. They didn't know their left from their right, and all of a sudden, 30 days later, they're a millionaire. That's what we hear. Why? Because it's sexy, because it sells. Very rarely do we hear about the journey, the hero's journey, to get to that outcome, to that success that we want. We want the overnight success, but we don't want the journey to get there. We don't want to get battled and bruised, kicked, beat down, left for dead, diminished, forgotten. We don't want any of that stuff. But sometimes that's part of the journey, right? You've probably been through a few of those chapters in your life. The question is, what is it about you that needs to be shared? Speaking of which, if you go to any kind of a networking event, what's the theme of the conversation? Hey, how awesome are we? Hey, here's what we've done. Here's what we can do for you or our clients or whomever it is. Only we all know there's something that's somewhat superficial about all that stuff. But you'll find those people. There's those key people. They stand out, right? The people that aren't superficial, they absolutely kind of pull you in, don't they? I'm not talking about the big names with all the success that have the perfect little smile and the nice big watch. I'm talking about if you really step back and allow yourself to feel human beings at their core, you'll know what I'm talking about. There's a reason that it feels right because it's all about familiarity. You see, we're drawn to the familiar. We feel ourselves in other people. We go, man, even though I haven't had that experience, I was never a Navy pilot. I get what it feels like to be rejected over and over again. I get what it feels like to go through the battle of wanting your dream so bad and having the world, including the one person, the gatekeeper, tell you no until you finally kick that damn gate in and walk your way through it. I get you, JT. A lot of people understand it without having ever served in the military. When I listen to Richard Branson's story, I get it, even though I've never built a record company or an airline or anything like this. Maybe you have people out there that you relate to. Why? Because it feels familiar. You can almost see yourself in their story without necessarily seeing a mirror image of yourself. It's familiar enough that you get it. And when we see that vulnerability, we can see ourselves in it. We can relate. Sometimes that familiarity is soothing. It doesn't give us excuses, but it gives us hope. We think to ourselves, well, if she did it, then maybe I can do it. It builds a connection. It's that biological necessity that we have to have that connection. You know, we always talk about how women are the key nurturers. And it's so true, so true. I think we could have more women leaders. Personally, I think we need more women in leadership. And this is not me standing on some sort of I'm not standing here on any kind of a soapbox here. But the thing that I noticed about the shift that's going on in society and in humanity in general is this shift toward more vulnerability. Why? I think women are better at vulnerability than dudes are. We're too busy being macho. Or we're too busy thinking about what we're going to look like. How foolish are we going to be if we're vulnerable? Again, I'm not talking about sucking your thumb, laying on the floor, crying about everything that went wrong with your life and saying, look how vulnerable I can be. Look how scared I am. Oh, man, I had such a bad day. Will somebody come pat me on the back? That's not vulnerability. That's being weird, okay? That's being kind of a spectacle. It's being a sideshow. True, authentic vulnerability is something that people feel. They get that you're telling the truth. They get that it's coming from a place of true authenticity. Here's the other thing about vulnerability that I want you to think about and why it's so important in your business. It's so important in your messaging. Is that vulnerability is all about trust. Now, what is trust? Trust is really integrity and transparency. That's it. If I'm holding something back, I'm not being transparent. If I'm hiding something, I'm not being transparent. If I'm only telling you part of the truth, I'm not being transparent. It's hard to trust somebody when they don't have integrity. It's hard to trust somebody when there's a lot of cloak and dagger. Now, does this mean you have to tell everybody everything that's ever happened to you, every bad stroke of luck, every time you've ever made a mistake? No. You don't have to share your dirty laundry. Hey, I woke up this morning feeling hungover because I had too much to drink last night. You don't have to share everything unless it's pertinent. I woke up hungover, and yet here I am. What can I do for you? I woke up feeling sad because my team lost. I woke up feeling sad because whatever. Listen, I woke up today with a full heart because I remembered 11 years ago I lost the most important person in my life, or one of the most important people, at least before I met my wife and my kids. And the most important thing I can tell you is this lesson that she taught me. My stepmother said, if you're vulnerable, people will understand you. It doesn't mean being a boob. It doesn't mean being a baby. It doesn't mean being one of these people that's a poster child for drama. It means showing up and not allowing your fear, your insecurities, or your ego to block who you truly are. That is the mark of a strong leader. And when you can put that into your messaging with your business, you talk about your journey. You don't have to worry about being overshined by all the gurus and flashy people with all the big results, because they are only showing part of the story, the superficial part. But here's my question to you, my challenge to you. What happens when you tell the entire story, not just the happy parts? You tell the story about, hey, when I first started out, I was lost. I didn't have a clue. Didn't know how to send an email, if that's true. But here's the cool part. I figured it out. Yeah, it took me some time. Absolutely, I smacked my knees on the furniture trying to find my way through the dark room. But absolutely figured it out, and I'm going to share with you how I did it. All of it. I'm going to pull the veil back and show you what most of the other people won't. Why? Because I got nothing to lose. I have nothing to lose from holding back with you, but I do have a lot to gain by helping you succeed. And when we succeed, when you succeed, we both succeed. Now that is a very trustworthy story that comes from a place of vulnerability. Look, it's all about worth. Maybe when you're not feeling worthy, it's because we're too obsessed with fitting into some sort of an image that we think others want to see. Maybe we're running away from the truth, or maybe the truth itself is the one thing that we should be sharing. Hey, I'm not perfect, but I'm a lot like you, and I can show you how to get where you want to be. That's the kind of message that people relate to. I'm not perfect either. If he or she's not perfect, then I guess we're a good match. But when they look at all the glossy stuff and they think, man, that person's life is perfect. Their marriage is perfect. They make so much money. They just fall out of sleep, fall out of bed. They make money in their sleep. They're so perfect. It's really hard to relate to that stuff. I'm not saying it doesn't sell. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm telling you is, if you're not the person, if you don't have the perfect life, the perfect marriage, the perfect income, the perfect whatever, do not hide. Do not run away from it. Be you. Because that stuff's important. Being obsessed with trying to fit an image will only kill your business. It might even kill you. But instead of running away from the truth, be the truth. What if instead of trying to run away from ourselves, we ran at ourselves, embraced ourselves like a long-lost love? Somebody we've missed for so long. We give ourselves a hug. We embrace ourselves and say, hey, listen, I'm glad you're here because I need you. I need the best version of myself to show up. And because I've been burying you for so long, it's now my time to get you uncaged, to take you off the chain and let you go full speed, full throttle. Say that to yourself and believe in yourself enough to allow yourself to come off the chain, unhinged, ready to go. I will promise you this. It's not cozy. It's not comfortable. It's scary. It's frightening. It's all kinds of crazy stuff, but my God, it's excellent. How vulnerable are you willing to be? How much of yourself are you willing to share? And by the way, not just with total strangers. not just with prospective clients and customers, not just with people who come in and check out your website, not just with the people that follow you on social media. How vulnerable are you willing to be with your neighbors, your friends, your family, your loved ones, the people you share a house with and a meal with? How vulnerable are you willing to be with yourself? And if you ever doubt how powerful this can be, I will tell you from personal experience, the single most important lesson, one of the most important lessons I ever learned from my stepmom before she passed away 11 years ago today, was the power of being that much, that honest, not just with the world, but with yourself. When you start to have that sense of vulnerability, that sense of belief in the value, the recognition in the value, and you start honoring the value in yourself, everything shifts. Everything changes. And it can only shift and it can only change in the direction that you want to go. The journey is sometimes frightening. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes it's downright hilarious. When you start to shake hands with and give a hug to the real authentic you and start to be a team member to that person as opposed to an opponent, man, it's one of the most exciting things that can happen to you. And yes, it absolutely will explode your business. So don't worry about your bottom line. Don't worry about your income. Don't worry about your image. All that stuff stays intact. In fact, it only becomes stronger when you become vulnerable. Think about that this weekend. Ask yourself how vulnerable you're willing to be. And again, not from a place of being some drama queen, not from a place that, you know, where you're airing out all your dirty laundry. We're not talking about that. We're talking about authentic vulnerability. Think about it. What does it mean to you? And how can you be more of it? How can you extend it into your messaging? How can you share it with the world? And how can it become more of who you really are by allowing the you, the real you, to come out? That, my friend, is the question to ponder this weekend. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moog Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again next week. Have an amazing weekend. Go out and do the things you love to do. Spend time doing them with the people you love being around. Come back on Monday refreshed, recharged, and ready to kick ass, and I will be here waiting for you. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you Monday.